Ah, this is Beat Happening with Our Secret. Why would you be playing this at 8:40 in the morning?
I had dinner with her family.
Because what better way to welcome in some chat about the 2023 budget than some Thatcher-era UK crazy scar. Last night, of course, Treasurer Jim Chalmers... I nearly called him Jim Palmers. That's not his name. Jim Chalmers delivered the 2023 budget. We're all wondering how this budget is going to help us out. High inflation has made the cost of living just too expensive. Rents are going up. How is the budget going to help us? This morning we're joined by Peter Siminski, who's the head of the economics department at UTS. Welcome to the 2SER Breakfast Program, Peter. How are you today?
Good, thank you. Good morning.
I hope that song there by Beat Happening wasn't too unnerving for you. It's a bit of a weird song to be playing there at the morning, but I thought it's somewhat appropriate.
I guess the circumstances at the moment aren't as dire as the Thatcher era was, so perhaps it's a little bit dramatic.
Yes, well, I mean, things are looking good. We've got a budget with a surplus of around $4 billion.
Yeah, so that came as a little bit of a surprise with some revised revenue forecasts coming quite recently due to increasing commodity prices, particularly iron ore and coal, and also stronger than expected nominal wage growth. But we do think that this sort of surprise budget surplus is probably a one-off. The government's forecasting going back to some budget deficits in the coming years on the back of some a fairly grim forecast in the future for the economy.
And this surplus, though, is it put in place here to sort of control inflation?
Yes. So arguably, the surplus is actually, we have inflation to thank for that, if you like. And the reason for that is it's inflation that's led to higher than expected nominal wage growth. So we actually have a decline in wages in this financial year. But of course, the taxation system is designed on nominal wages, and therefore the tax revenues have increased as a result of that wage inflation, and also as a result of the higher cost, the higher price of commodities in the global market. So ironically, perhaps the budget surplus is a kind of fortunate benefit of inflation, at least for the government budget.
Yeah. What are your key takeaways from the budget? And do you think sort of any of these key takeaways are going to reduce the cost of living pressure, which is the thing that's front of mind for most people who vote?
Yeah, so I see this as a quite a careful budget by early first-term Labor government. With lots of sort of typical Labor emphasis on it. It has very targeted relief for low-income people in particular, but combined with some fiscal restraint in order to not increase inflation too much. So I take it as a signal of the government's intention to tackle disadvantage and inequality. But most of the measures were really quite small. We saw small improvements in job seeker and youth allowance payments, with some energy price relief, rent assistance increasing, increased eligibility for the parenting payment, single, a little bit of boost for bulk billing incentives, cheaper pharmaceuticals, lots of examples of targeted assistance for relatively disadvantaged people. But most of it's quite small, so it's quite fiscally responsible as well.
Yeah, well, those things you bring up, like the money there for people on JobSeeker and the extra money there to help out with energy bills and the like, are these short-term solutions? And will these cost of living pressures be addressed in the long term?
So some of them are short-term, some of them are more long-term, but all of them are small. So the more long-term measures are the increases in the government payment rates that we've just mentioned. So they're locked in, they're permanent, but they're really quite small. $40 a fortnight for JobSeeker, for example.
Yeah, not much.
It's not much. It's much less than the government's own task force and this recommended. Some of them are temporary, such as the energy relief. That's a temporary measure. So all of these things are going to reduce pressure on relatively low income households. The government's claiming that these measures are not inflationary. Most economists would disagree with that. Even though it's reducing the cost of living pressure, it's still putting money in people's pockets in a way that will contribute to the pressure on inflation moving forward. So it's kind of a double-edged sword. You're providing relief in the short term, increasing pressure on inflation a little bit in the long run, but ultimately I think it's a pretty good balance, you know, to provide targeted relief sometimes comes at a little bit of the cost.
Okay, then. Now, do you believe there's any missed opportunities in the budget? Obviously, the opposition will get a chance to respond to this, and whirlwind of charisma Peter Dutton will be forefront of that one. But, yeah, you're sort of seeing this, do you look at this budget and sort of think, oh, you should have done this a little bit better?
Look, I think they're quite politically constrained. They don't want to break any of the election promises. The tax reform is basically off the agenda. They're kind of committed to the stage three tax cuts, which are enormous tax cuts for the wealthy, for the rich. So they haven't touched that. A lot of people are arguing that the measures that they're introducing are not large enough. All of these things we talked about are very small improvements. Housing was barely discussed, although the government is working on a 10-year national housing plan, so there should be more to come on that. Lots of extra possibilities, but it's a very careful, politically constrained, early first-term government that's trying to tread very carefully. So I think it's done pretty well in that regard.
All right. So I'm getting a vibe from you, and you can correct me if I'm wrong here, Peter. Is this one you're approaching with cautious optimism?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I think it's a Labor budget. It's strongly signalling the Labor government's intentions and divergence from what we've had in the past under the coalition.
Excellent. Well, Peter, thank you so much for joining us here on 2SER. I better let you get about your day, seeing as you are the head of the economics department here at the University of Technology Sydney. I imagine you've got a big day of people coming up to you asking you about the budget.
I probably do.
It's certainly your biggest day of the year. It'll be like one of those days like when you get a haircut and everyone comes up and goes, oh, did you get a haircut? And it'll be, Peter, what about the budget? Talk to me about the budget, Peter.
Maybe you should get a haircut to avoid it.
Can you afford one, mate? Thank you for letting us get in first here on 2SER Breakfast.
Thanks so much. Have a good day.